We're going to chat about Morris dancing now. So Excited Morris are a recently formed mixed border Morris side from the Great Malvern area in Worcestershire. A mix of visually impaired dancers and musicians, mostly sighted, with a few visually impaired as well. And here to tell us more about it is Shirley Sheridan, joint squire of the So Excited Morris group. So Shirley, Morris dancing, tell me all about it. I believe it's an old English tradition.
Yes, it is. And apparently it's been going many centuries, but recently it has come into a revival. And it is sort of a mixture between Scottish dancing and country dancing. It's along those sort of lines. And the steps can vary. You can make up the steps as well. But it's very much about a group of people getting together and basically having fun. And that's what we are doing at the moment.
Can you talk about the uniforms? They are amazing. They're so colourful.
Oh, well, yes. Because So Excited here in Worcestershire, we are a border style Morris group. And that means we have the bells, the tatters and the sticks. Now, the tatters, they are like strips of ribbon or rags that are sewn onto a jacket. And each group will have a particular colour, a theme. We have decided to be more of a high-vis colour, so we have lots of those bright yellow strips on our jacket. And that is actually to help us realise where one another is when we're dancing. Because obviously, having poor sight, we don't always realise where one another is.
With that being the case, Shirley, and you having to rely on your hearing more, is it easy to learn?
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Because we can't see, it's not a case of us watching other people and seeing what they do. It all came about last year, really, the idea did. And most of the members of the group, we all knew one another, because we all attend a peer support group for visually impaired people here in Malvern. And it was our advice and support officer, who is a keen Morris enthusiast and has been for over 20 years, she thought it would be a good idea to help us keep fit and have fun. Now, one of the ladies, she used to do the Scottish dancing, so she was keen. We have a gentleman who used to do country dancing. He was keen. Me, well, I'll have a go at anything. And within Morris dancing, it's very much a case of you're needing a minimum of six people. So it was really a case of finding three more people to make a set. Because we then had to find a venue to practice in that was cheap enough for us to hire, because some of us rely on benefits. And also somewhere that was accessible for everybody to get to. Because when you can't drive anymore, you have to rely on other people or public transport, and that isn't always easy. But we found the village hall at Poolbrook Road. And to begin with, we hired it for an hour. But as our repertoire of dances is increasing, we are realising we need to practice for 2 hours. So on a Friday afternoon between 2:30 and 4:30, there we are in Poolbrook Village Hall dancing away.
You'll all be as fit as fiddle, Shirley.
Well, yes, of course.
How many members are there in the group?
All of us dancers are visually impaired. There are a couple of more elderly visually impaired people that aren't able to jump around so well. And they will strike the tambourine and bang a small drum. We have a saxophone player. She's a friend of mine. I dragged her along and she's absolutely loving it. She's sighted and she likes it so much that she introduced her friend, who's a flute player, to come along. And we also have someone called Matt. He plays the accordion. He is a local in the pub next door, the Three Horseshoes, where we hold our meeting after our practice session. And Jenny Douglas, she belongs to another Morris group, and she encouraged the drummer from her group to come along and play. So he brought his wife as well. And one of the dancers, her husband, plays the banjo. So he's involved as well. So we're quite a group now.
Yeah, it sounds very social.
Yes. Well, really, that is what it. Yes, exactly how it is.
And you also had your first public performance fairly recently too.
Our first performance publicly was at the Three Horseshoes. They were holding a fun day event to help raise money for a local two-year-old girl called Polly, who has a rare disease, and the funds were required for specialist equipment for her. And she had also recently been registered as visually impaired, and we were invited along to provide some of the entertainment. And of course, for us, that was nerve-wracking, our first public performance. But afterwards, the sense of achievement was so great. And everyone, so lovely and so encouraging. Who'd have thought that, you know, a group of visually impaired people who, well, hadn't done much dancing before could get together, and it is really taking off. We've also danced at Bromsberrow Heath Village Store with the Silurians, and they're a Morris group that have been going for 50 years. They are the professionals, and we are nothing like them, but we give it a go anyway.
Shirley, how can people get involved or follow what you do?
So to get in touch with us, we have a Facebook page, which is called So Excited Morris, and the So Excited bit is spelled S-O, and rather than X as E-X, it's a capital X, whereby our two sticks are crossing over one another. We have email address, soexcited, all one word, @gmail.com, and can also have a mobile number, which is 07497543862.
Shirley Sheridan, Joint Squire for the So Excited Morris Group, thanks very much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck for the future.
Right, thank you. It's been a pleasure.